Long before our first broadcast, there was a city with technology far ahead of its time, an island in the Atlantic Ocean where people were thriving. They had flying machines to cross waters and a universal language that connected to every language ever known. The people were obsessed with technological progression and gaining more knowledge. Eventually, the people began to explore the world. What started with peaceful trade turned into horrible war. The people of the island used their advanced technology to take instead of learn. They destroyed cities and enslaved the so-called savages. As their power grew, so did the disrespect of the people. The gods became angry with the power of the islanders. They sent out a momentous wave, dragging the people back to the island in the Atlantic Ocean. It crashed over the island, water filling every crevice. The island sunk to the bottom of the ocean with all its civilians. Over time, the world forgot about the power from the island. They rebuilt and moved on from the people who once ruled the world. Recently, a team of researchers dove to the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. With submarines able to go to new depths, they discovered ruins and a small glowing box. The box baffled scientists until one day it opened. This is the last broadcast recording from the day the city of Atlantis sank into the Atlantic Ocean.
It's another blue day, and there's plenty more coming your way, as always, in our beautiful city. The ocean air is breezy in the clear blue sky. I can see all of you flying around, busy about your day, from up here in my perch. We're picking up everything in the city, as you know, so flip around and listen in to the citizens of Atlantis. We praise our king and our kings before him. We give thanks to the power they've brought us. Now, let's head over to Reno with your sports update.
We had another round of reef ball over the weekend with the mackerel absolutely slaughtering the prawns from up north. Meanwhile, flying fish season is starting. We're seeing the flying gurnards get ready for their opening game tomorrow. What makes the stakes even higher is that the game is against the reigning champs and team rivals, the bonefish. I also have another update from overseas. Our people are coming home bringing riches and knowledge to add to the ever-growing library. Soon, they'll be leaving the dry lands of Egypt back to our lush ocean island. Look forward to an update from our own Neoth Utley, reporting overseas. From the city of Atlantis, I'm Reno Cap.
Mais on entend des rapports que nos peuples et l'opposition sont en train de courir dans la même direction. En ce moment, ce n'est pas clair pourquoi tout le monde est en train de fuir ou s'y fuit quelque chose. Notre troupes ont été en Égypte pour les derniers 11 mois. Leur mission, comme toujours, est de rechercher de la connaissance. Je m'appelle Nila Vissim, loué notre roi et nos cristaux.
Anika, Jin, Rulundu, Nix, A Setot, Yaksin Sati Lili Xat, Asanoti, Lele A, Saiti A, No Ihi. O pa a tisa, u no tasati li, a no yui, teolonino, o pa, I pa iono.
Mellow vibes out to Atlantean. It's another day to celebrate what our people are bringing back to us on this perfect island. Soon, you'll be able to use your crystal to send in thoughts for our flyer's long journey home. But, first an update from Egypt. Here's Neoth Utl.
While some are packing up, other knowledge men are already zooming by on their Air Paisaksat to the island of Atlantis. Many are carrying worldly knowledge and goods for the people. It's unclear what caused... Everyone is running towards me. Are they running from something?
Nistento Faluntisu! The ground is opening up!
The glow. The feeling. The shine. You know the power that hangs around your neck. Don't let that power lose its shine. Make sure your crystal is as bright as the Great Heart of Atlantis. Crystal Clear Cleanings will clean your crystals for the light to shine through. Represent Atlantis with your crystal and Crystal Clear Cleanings.
Rough, rigid crevices. Hours of stone-hard dedication. Hand carving that's unmatched by anyone in Atlantis. Made from solid Atlantean stone, feel the power in the palm of your hand as you turn your crystal in the ignition. Get your air flyer today and go higher than ever before.
I'm Musana Stolb from the Tower of Atlantis. We seem to have lost connection with Neoth in Egypt, but I'm sure he'll be back shortly. In the meantime, let's take some callers to send in messages to our returning flyers.
From the flyers coming in now, it seems a large crack has spread across the dry lands towards the ocean. Our spirits seem angry as waters stir on the coast. Flyers are rushing home across the ocean, trying to escape. The Egyptian savages seem to be safe on the other side.
All right, up next, Dora Diane Toothakis. What do you have to say to the flyers?
Why don't you tell the truth?
What do you mean?
What these flyers are really bringing home. Stolen goods? Slaves? We don't learn, we steal.
How'd this crazy radical even get through?
Liars! Thieves! Murderers! Mission Top Atlantis!
Okay, our next caller. There's something coming in. Flyers can be seen on the horizon. Ni Shen Top. I see a wave. Taller than this tower. Taller. Everywhere I look, they're surrounded. Kaliati Ka I no Ka. Someone is floating into the sky towards the great crystal. She's. Ah! She's absorbed it. The crystal. The power. It's gone. The giants, they...
Musana! The wave will be here any second! What are you doing?
I...
Run! Kaiti uti upazatili!
Where are we supposed to run to?
It doesn't matter! I'm not about to drown in this tower!
This might be the last thing anyone hears from me. The wave is about to hit the city. I love my family. Oh, spirits, what brought this to our door? I swear to all the kings and great crystal that they...
To this day, the city of Atlantis has never been found. Some say it doesn't exist. Others say it's still lost deep beneath the sea. Could this glowing box lead to the missing city? Or is it just another mysterious piece in the puzzle? What happened to these people? What was their power? Electricity? Or something else entirely? Perhaps the only answers lie in the deepest parts of the Atlantic Ocean. Written and produced by Amanda Moskal. Original sound effects by Amanda Moskal. Musana Stolbe is played by Brendan Nichols. Reno is Damian Allison. Neoth Udall is Andrew Milani.
News anchor is Kaylee Spears. Atlantean announcer is Sarah Miranda. Crystal Girl is Stacey Hannon. Sculptor is Spencer Cregan. DJ Vine is Jordan Freeman. Dordain Toothakis is Samantha Lederman. I'm your narrator, Amanda Moskal. This has been Atlantis, the last broadcast.